Hello, family. Wow. You guys don't realize I've wanted to call New Philly my family since 2009. My name is Lydia Kim. I am the leader of the New Philly Melbourne Church plant team, and we are also known as the Fantastic Four. Some of you may know Pastor Daniel J.S. Kim from Hongdae campus. He's right there. He's leaving the sanctuary right now. But he has the incredible blessing of being my brother. I am honored to briefly share my testimony with you today and to give you an update on how the Melbourne church plant has been progressing. First of all, growing up as a pastor's kid, I went to church every Sunday and had to pretend to be the perfect Christian girl in front of a congregation of senior Australians. I didn't grow up with a youth group or other Christian friends. Praying to me was like reading off a shopping list, and even though our house was filled with Bibles, I don't think I had one of my own. Although I never paid attention at church, I was filled with a religious spirit where I felt compelled to go to church every week, even when I was away from home. As I grew older, I carried a judgmental spirit towards my high school peers, and I even spoke mean words over them, you know, cutting them down, speaking lies over them. I made, I think, two guys cry, simply just to gain a laugh. You know, people would laugh when I did that, even though, you know, I knew that I wouldn't be able to taste my own medicine. I think if I didn't grow up in Melbourne, I would have gotten beat up or something. But finally enough, in my eyes, I was proud to be a typical good girl, living by what I thought were good morals and doing a decent job in school. Once I graduated high school, I started to be open to drinking and going clubbing. But I set myself boundaries and only went during semester break because I judged others who played too often. I was like both the prodigal son and the older son, older brother at the very same time. I used to go to Friday night service at English Christian Fellowship, ECF, and then me and my friend would skip Bible study afterwards to go clubbing or drinking. I thought because I was only gently dabbling at the ways of the world and I wasn't being promiscuous, I wasn't really doing anything wrong. So messed up. And then I met Pastor Christian and Pastor Aaron when I was 20 in 2009. They were the guest speakers to our church's annual retreat. And being filled with self-righteousness, pride, and a judgmental spirit, I was completely oblivious to my own sin. But PC preached about being transformed by the renewal of your mind, and how this transformation by the Holy Spirit should also be evident on the outside. I had considered myself to be a Christian, but after reflecting about how I lived, I knew my life was not glorifying to the Lord. If someone were to observe my life, they wouldn't be able to tell that I was a believer. And the second time I encountered God through New Philly was a few months later in Sydney at the Battlefield Retreat. That is where I saw God pour out his fire powerfully at almost everyone at that retreat, kind of similar to what happened last night. But at this retreat, I was one of the people who didn't get that fire. I wasn't manifesting in the Holy Spirit. I wasn't feeling it physically. So out of the 4 days, for the 3 days, I was really frustrated and disappointed and a bit angry. But all it took was a simple conversation with Judy Choi, who was on that team from New Philly, and she set me free, saying, you know, the Holy Spirit is working in you. It's just not the same as everyone else. But when I reflected, I realized that during that retreat, that was where my gift of tongues was activated and I saw my first vision. So I just didn't realize. It's pretty stupid. But from that moment on, my life has never been the same. God has filled me with a burning desire to let go of my old ways and genuinely give all that I have for His kingdom. Since then, I have had the privilege of joining New Philly on 3 mission trips. General Santos, Philippines, 2011. Borneo, Malaysia in 2013. That's right. And most recently, Jakarta, Indonesia in 2015. Yes! Come on. It was through this year's Jakarta mission trip in particular that God clearly revealed to me both His heart for the nations and also the importance of local missions. I was able to preach twice on this trip for the first time. The first time preaching about dreaming big, one of our core values to primary school students, and then also about the power of forgiveness on the local Christian radio station. But even more so than these very stretching preaching opportunities, I was most impacted by the heart of our local contact, Pastor Tarigan. I witnessed the unconditional love that Pastor Tarigan had for his fellow Indonesians and his relentless efforts to share the gospel, even in the face of death and persecution. Throughout the trip, God asked me if I could have the same heart for my fellow Melburnians. Now, by this time, I had already committed to being part of the church plant team after a period of prayer and discernment, but God's heart demonstrated through Pastor Tarigan was the inspiration I needed to seal the deal. Now, God is so, so faithful. Over these past few years, He has pursued a prideful PK who never prayed, never read the Bible, or even thought about sharing the gospel. But God has given me a new heart, a new mind, and a new life. I've seen His glory poured out across the nations, and now He has called me to witness His faithfulness to my own hometown. And my story is just one out of the Fantastic Four, which includes James Song, Jion Yu, and Danielle Kang. God has led each one of us on our own journeys to where we are today. And we might seem like the obvious picks to be part of this church plant team, a former New Philly leader and 3 sons from afar, but our testimonies are all quite different. And God has since proven that He has selected each member according to our distinct callings and giftings to build up His kingdom in Melbourne. Can I just take this time to do a shout out to Brother James Song, who's not here. He's keeping it real down in Melbourne. And talking about giftings, I don't know if you guys know that he used to lead worship in New Zealand when he was a teenager. That's right. We didn't know. But when we needed an instrumentalist for our worship time for CG, he's like, yeah, play the guitar. So, and he has been so clutch, you know, being the mighty man of God on our team. I don't know what we would do without him, what our worship time would look without him, and I really, really appreciate James Song being on our team. So the church planting process till now has been a bit challenging, to say the very least, but it also has been a blessing. The 4 of us were leaders and members of ECF in Melbourne before embarking on this church plant. So we had sought to honour ECF as much as possible by speaking to Pastor Robin, who is our lead pastor, far in advance, and we were able to receive his blessing to be sent out. However, when the senior pastor and the church council of the Korean Mother Church found out, they were not satisfied with this approach. During this time of conflict, I know New Philly was joining us in prayer, and Pastor Robin was particularly supportive in trying to bring reconciliation between us and the Korean church. So the 4 of us had the chance to meet the senior pastor and some elders around Easter time to personally share how we felt called to this church plant. They were able to hear us out. They blessed us as individuals to leave the church, but I believe the official stance against the church plant currently has not changed. But despite this difficult aspect of leaving ECF, God really showed His heart of blessing for us through the leaders and members of ECF. These people were our beloved spiritual family for the past 7 or 8 years. And on our send-off Sunday, Pastor Robin opened his house to everybody in the church, and ECF, they publicly affirmed us, honored us, blessed us, and prayed for us. That night proved that we were walking in the center of God's plans and purposes for our lives and for the city of Melbourne. So the team is now focusing on building intimacy and trust by praying for one another and sharing more intentionally about ourselves. The Fantastic Four is also gathering midweek for community group, and we've been visiting local churches on Sundays to learn about how the churches are serving and impacting the city of Melbourne. And we realize that the enemy is quite opposed to this church plant, and as each team member has been experiencing some difficulties and struggles in our personal lives. But in the face of opposition, the Fantastic Four is holding up strong in faith. Yes. We know that each challenge and attack only builds us up for the kingdom glory as the Lord continues to fill us with fresh hope and expectation. I really commend our Melbourne Church Plant team for keeping their eyes focused on the kingdom and the heavenly purpose God has for our lives, for being unshakable and unmovable in the face of enemy and spiritual attack and opposition. The four of us represent four testimonies of redemption and transformation, and we know that God is raising up an even mightier army across the city of Melbourne. The Lord has started a good work in this city, and He will surely see it come to completion. So I want to thank you, New Philly, for all your prayers covering the Fantastic Four and the church plant process. And here are some more prayer topics if you'd like to continue covering us in prayer. First, please pray for the full church plant team to be confirmed soon. Pray for the Lord to speak even now, to those He has set apart to join us on this church plant adventure. Remove all fear and hesitation. Release confirmation, boldness, and expectation. Release God's grace and favor over all details of international transition for those that God will be sending down from Korea. Second, declare that the complete Melbourne Church Plant team will be marked with the undeniable anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit that New Philly Melbourne will flourish. Third, pray for the unchurched of Melbourne and for those who have been burned by the church to be drawn to this newest New Philly community. Pray that God mightily anoint our campus to release His salvation, transformation, and revival. It says in the book of Matthew that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send workers to Melbourne. Just kidding. It says something like that. You know, out of the 500-600 people in this room whose lives have been transformed by New Philly, I am one of them. But I know that I'm also one of thousands in Melbourne who are ready for their lives to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit through the ministry of New Philadelphia Church. Thank you in advance for your mighty prayers. And if you want to experience what it's like to live in the city that is voted the most livable city in the world twice, please feel free to come speak to me and then talk to Pastor Christian. Okay. Thank you.